ist nimmer hayim der zeh nishmas shbe yichmio menachem rav chaim yisrael yakov yisrael burger on the day of his yahrzeit may the learning be at the schus for his neshama sponsored by the burger family. We are up to on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th line from the top. Rishmol Rav Yaisi Havelei Nidra L'Mishra. What? Yeah. Rishmol Rav Yaisi had a neder to be matir. Asul Kamaya Drabana. So he came in front of the Drabana.
Rebbe, I'm sorry to bother you. I'm sorry to bother you, Rebbe, but on Chof Beis and Beis, there's someone sponsoring the shir. I got it wrong.
I'm sorry?
There's someone sponsoring the shir on Chof Beis and Beis, if you turn your Gemara back one page.
I announced the sponsor of the shir today.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was late.
Family. I announced it twice.
Okay, no problem.
Seventh line from the top on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yaisi Avalei Nidra L'Mishra. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yaisi had a neder to be matur. Asul Kamayi Rabbanon. He came in front of the Rabbanon. Amulei, they said to him, Nadu Tatai to the Hachi. Did you make a neder thinking about this thing? Again, trying to help him find the Pesach. Amulei, yes. They said, Nadu Tatai to the Hachi. So they tried a different Pesach. Amaluin. Comes in many times. Even the Chazahu Katsra, there was a laundry man, the Mitzari Rabbanon. He saw the Rabbanon were being bothered by the fact that they can't find the Pesach. It was causing them anguish. So he went, Machya Ba'uchla de Kisri. So he hit Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yaisi. I don't know what uchla is. It's a tool that the laundromats use. I don't know exactly what it is. The sprinkler of the laundryman. Amar, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yaisi said, Adaita, the Machili Katsura Loi Nadri. I didn't have in mind to make a netter that would cause to me to be hit by a laundryman. Frech the Gemara, Amalei, Avacham, Egyptil, Ravina, Hai Nailadu. This is Nailad. This is not something that was present at the time of the neder. Amalai, loy masik adaite, the machile kutra. Not something that should have been on his mind at that time. Had he thought about it, he wouldn't have done it. It wasn't present at the time. Amalai, v'shanina, ein paischa menoilat, loy benoilat. There's a Mishnah later on that says that noilat can't be used. Amalai, haylav noilat, who? Nishchichi apikuri, the mitzari rabbanam. There are Shchiach Apikuri. Now, we hear there's a Machloikis in Girsa. We have a Girsa, and the Rosh has a Girsa, that the word is Apikuri. And Apikuri is, looking if the Ran has a Girsa. I don't see the Ran's Girsa in this. What? Irreverent was, yeah, but Apikuri is I'm a ratzim and people aren't careful to cover the Tamid of Chachamim. And that's Shriach. Unfortunately, they don't care for Tamid of Chachamim. And they hit Tamid of Chachamim. And therefore, it's something that's Shriach, unfortunately. So it's not called Nailat. And that's what I've been saying the last few days, that the Rush spoke out a number of times, that Nailat is only things that aren't predictable. Unfortunately, this is a predictable thing. It was an apikuri. Now, the Rimuka Yosef is Gairus Apikiris. And the Achrayim are bothered. This guy did it because he cared about the other Rabbanon. So, why is he an apikiris? He didn't want it to degrade Tyra. See, Mishnah in the first Girsa, these are people that, when they think necessary, will hurt a Talmud Chacham. So he thought it was necessary because of the other Talmud Chachamim. He wanted to teach Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi, hello, you're not being Zohar and Kavah Tamid HaChachamim. So an Amoritz, or a person, what was the word you used?
Irreverent.
Thinks that he has a right to teach Talmud Chacham A, a lesson, because the way he's acting to Talmud Chacham B. Masha'inke, if you're going to be Kairos,
Abikairis sounds like worse than that. Abikairis means somebody that wantonly wants to degrade, do against Talmid HaChachamim. This guy didn't want to do that. So the Achronim answer, that according to that Girsa, that is, these are people that look for any excuse to hit Talmid HaChachamim. The Kavana wasn't here because he was worried about the other Rabbana. The Kavana, if you're Gaivas Apikairis, you're talking about a person that looks for any excuse that he can go against Tyra. So, oh, I found an excuse. The excuse is that he wasn't careful with the other Talmid HaChachamim. They don't care what the excuse is. But again, that's if you're Gaivas Apikairis. Most Rishayim are not Gaivas Apikairis. They're Gaivas Apikairi, which means people that are irreverent. And again, they make cheshbonos that don't make any sense, right? Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaitz is not being careful to cover Talmid HaChachamim. I will teach him a lesson. If you were covered, very careful to cover Talmid HaChachamim, you don't teach Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaitz lessons. That's not your job. But but that's why it's not Dr. Gemara because it's Shliach.
There's two sides here. There's Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. On the other side, there are Talmid HaChachamim.
Right.
These people, not the Apikoros, the other Girsa.
Right. That means meaning they think it's their job to preserve the truth. The truth here is that these Talmid HaChachamim should not have to be in anguish because of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yaitz.
Right.
And they don't have the necessary respect to treat Talmid HaChachamim on a pedestal that it's not their job to teach them a lesson.
So they can't stand up for the Chacham?
Not to hit a Talmid HaChachamim?
Not
to hit a Talmid HaChachamim. Again, first of all, he wasn't disrespecting. He was being honest. Second of all, even if he was, he wasn't being disrespecting. Shmuel Rabbi Yaitz was not being respected. He's supposed to lie. They asked him, did you make an edit for this? And the answer is, yes, I did. I didn't have a Pesach. So what's he supposed to lie?
So why, how far does the Chacham go until they find a penny? Why don't they stop after a while?
Well, one of them stopped. That's Zola Kilach. I can't help you.
Right.
Okay.
If this person would have gone respectfully and told him, you can't let him tell me, is that enough of a Pesach?
I don't know. Maybe that's Nylon. I don't know. Speculative.
Is it possible to say, Shabbat, I didn't even know
Rishmol was a guzzle at all? No, that's not what it says. The Gemara doesn't say that. I mean, if you wanted to say that, good, but the Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara doesn't speak happy according to Matai Rabbanah. Zakhtarat Rash, Kitzrim. What? It doesn't. All these things are made up. They leave a margin for you to write these agos.
Also, what's the level regardless?
I don't know if Hyphus is your laundry man. Does he have a sprinkler?
Yeah.
He has a sprinkler?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Every laundry man has a sprinkler. Those days, they didn't have electronic sprinklers. So the way the sprinklers worked is they had one hole on top and many holes on bottom. And you filled it up with water, you held your hand on the top. And as you released your hand, the water came out sprinkling from the bottom. But again, we're not here to learn laundry man things.
Was she used to iron? She had a little Coke bottle with a cup on
top. Kitzra's Dr. Rush. Mechabes begadim umekatsra. The reason a laundry man is called a kitzra is because the Gemara says this in Baba Kamba, is that he shortens the begadim. Because as you do laundry with water, it causes the thing to shorten. So that's why laundry men were called kitzra. Because I mean about Gezubasra, kitzra shmei, the kitzra shakulei. He is known as a kitzra, and he shortens the begadim. And what happens is there are pieces and strands that he gets to keep. But that's why he's called a kitzra, because he's mekatsir. By his trade, not because he Badaska's ruining it. This is what happens when you wash clothing in water. It shrinks. Ain Paisim and Island, the Ma'akash, now the Rush explains why you're not Paisim and Island. Shemaakash ain't a Matsui, Lemata Gadai to share a Dover Zeb, since it's not common, and this guy doesn't think that this could happen. Lehavi Karata Laka and Adam Yikorai. He can't say, had I known. He can't say, had I known, or something that's not frequent to happen. The Shchichi Apikuri to Matzai Rabbanim, Matzari Talmid HaChachamim Acherim. The Matzari of other Talmid HaChachamim, even though they mean good for Talmid HaChachamim, but they're Matzari one Talmid HaChachamim. Can I hope to like this story?
Yeah, but what's happening here is that the Noah is a false Noah. It's not. It shouldn't be happening.
Again, but it happens.
The door we had before.
Again, these things. The Gemara is saying. See, again, you're right, Rabbi Cohn.
They
should never be apikuri. Everybody should be Eved Hashem and do it the right way. And this would never happen. Chas v'shalom. Somebody should. But unfortunately, reality is there are people like this that do it. So it's not an island.
Like we had before, the relatives, if they would have been there hearing the neder that was made, they would have stopped it right away. That's
not what the Rosh said. The Rosh said they're here now.
What? No, but they didn't stop it.
Well, they're here now to get the guy to change his mind.
Yeah, right, but okay.
That's the case of the Rosh. But you're right. The Rosh and the Lord had to have been there, yes.
Yeah, the bottom line is that they're stopping it for a good reason.
Who said that has to be a good reason? Nailed or not nailed depends on reality, not on whether it meets the Mesil Shoshan standards. Listen, guy made a netter on the condition that they'll say Avarachmim on Shabbos. Don't ask me why. And then there was an argument whether they should say Avarachmim. Is that nailed? This happens all the time, whether you say Avarachmim or not. My receiver told me a story. It was a Rebbe in Slonim. It was called, somebody wrote a Sefer Afika Yehuda. And he made a deal when he became Rav that he doesn't pass Kandine Mamanus. He doesn't pass Kandine Mamanus. So the first week there was an argument to say Avarachmim. So they went to ask him. So he said, I don't pass Kandine Mamanus. He said, Dine Mamanus? Avarachmim. So he said, whenever there are two sides, it's Dine Mamanus. That affects my money. Dr. Gemara Vaitan. The Visud Abaya, Abaya's wife, Havilah Hibrata. She had a daughter. This daughter was older than 12 and a half. 12. This is a daughter that had the ability to marry herself off. A mother can't marry a daughter off biblically. And a father can only marry off his daughter until she's 12 and a half. This wasn't Abaya's daughter, so he had no right to marry her off. And his wife, for sure, didn't have a right to marry her off biblically. So what happened was, this was Abaya's wife's daughter, not Abaya's daughter, and she was over 12 and a half. This is the way the Rishayim explained the Gemara. So, he said to his wife, I have a great shidduch for your daughter. My relative, my cousin, is a beautiful shidduch for your daughter. I want her to marry my cousin. He Amra Likriva. And she said, I have a cousin, my cousin, that I want her to marry. So they were arguing who should be the shidduch of Abaya's wife's daughter. Amarla, so Abaya said to her, Titzur ha'nasi alach avitadatoi u'mintazoi likivach. If you persuade your daughter to marry your cousin, I ban you pleasure from me. He was trying to pressure her to let him persuade her daughter to marry his cousin. He thought that was the better tzedach. And he was using a nether to tell her to please leave it alone. I'll take care of it. Okay. Zakti Gemara. Azlis v'avris adayte. She went and didn't care. And she did not listen to her husband. V'intza v'likriva. And she persuaded her daughter to marry her cousin. So now Abaya had a neder in place. Asa l'kamed Rabbi Yosef. They came in front of Rabbi Yosef.
Did he mean it?
He did mean it.
Meant another.
100%. It's not his reason. Okay. Rishayim asked the Kasha, and they point out, he 100% meant another. Also, the Kabbalah of Yisrael. Amalei, ilu havi yadata da'avet adai tochum in tzivah l'lekriva. What if you would know that even though you made the netter, she wouldn't be fazed by it, and she would do it anyway? Mi adata, would you have made the netter? Amalei, like, no, I wouldn't have made the netter. I mean, I meant it. But had I known that you wouldn't listen to me, I wouldn't have done it.
It sounds like it's wrong.
What?
You're saying that Zara's hurt. No, but
it's not that he never meant it. He meant it, but he never thought of the possibility that it wouldn't put her in a place, put her in a thing. He thought for sure she'll hear the netter and she won't want the netter to be chal.
Is that a Pesach?
Zakti Gemara, Shariyah of Yosef. He was matrit. That means he did a big chiddush. He used the very neder as a Pesach. No. Again. He meant it. He meant it. He really meant it. But he assumed that this was going to go and she wouldn't transgress it. So it would never come to fruition. He never thought that it wouldn't work.
That's all the bluff is. Like, you don't want to actually carry out the punishment or whatever you say.
No, again, the Zeruzin, they never meant the netter. Here, Abaye literally meant the netter. Because if it's Zeruzin, then she would say, ha ha ha. It's meaningless.
Oh, what is that called? That's
Haratza,
right?
It's Pesach. I just like to do three more lines before everybody. Frank the Gemara Bishari Kai Gavna. Can you use the very nether without using a different excuse? You're using the very nether as the Pesach. Dr. Gemara in. Latanya Tabraitza. Maitaba the Mecha Jedir Sishta Malala Sarego. He made a nether banning his wife from being Eilarego. The Amar Bavra Daitab also Larego. She went. Now, the Rush is going to talk about why in the world did she go to Lorego? Women aren't Mechuyim in Aliyah Lorego. And this was after the Churban. There was no Aliyah Lorego. We'll talk about that. Had you known your netter would be ignored, would you have made it? Now, the Ron asked a question that's bothering everybody. Why isn't it Zeruzin? Right. So he says, because by Zeruzin, the guy never meant it. The Meicher never meant that he will answer it if it's less than a Selah. And the Lekeach never meant to answer it if it's more than a Shekel. Here, he meant to answer her. But he thought it won't come to that. But not that he never meant it. He meant it. He meant to answer her. At the time he made the netter, he was deadly serious. Except he thought that it would be enough to keep her from doing it. But not that he said to himself, I don't mean it anyway. That's what the Ron answers.
So he answers her to have enough and
right.
She should be she's the one who's up the creek. I mean, he's been out strong by it. He's been going on bad with his wife. He mounted the netter now.
Hey, well, he doesn't, yeah, at this point, he wants strong by it. She can't have it off from him.
He was holding that. In other words, she was...
She didn't care. Zakhtarash. Me sorry I die lasts Pesach migufaneder. V'loy l'vtayach mimakam achar. V'also l'rego she miskabtsin l'shmai adrasha. Because even after the Churban did before she speak out, they used to get together in Yerushalayim, the Tashbats, who was a later region, writes that the minig is that people from Mitzrayim and other areas close still go to Yerushalayim for Yom Tovim. The Avanoshim might make us mitzvah love Shama. The Lirai is Bechvoida Shal Torah. Women used to go to see Simchas Torah. It's like women go to Hakafas. Why do they go to Hakafas? They like to see Kavanah Torah. And their grandchildren dance. But that's... but they like to see Kavanah Torah. So this woman wanted to go to Yerushalayim, see the gathering, hear the drushes, see what Kavanah Torah is. Her husband didn't want her to go. He needed his food. He needed her to whatever he wanted her home for. What? Right. Okay.
Let's just know. He's talking about that they would be together.
Hanah means you can't have any pleasure. Period. End of story. Again, so you're concentrating on one aspect. There's a million hanas that a woman has from her husband. So again, all it's saying is he banned hanah. So if it wouldn't be chal on one, it would be chal on the others. There's a lot of things you would become usher in.
I understand that.
That's all we have to know. It doesn't get into detail what would have been usher, what would have been mutter.
No, it's just over. I thought Hanah over here meant everything.
That's what he meant.
Including what he meant.
Again, it doesn't say. Everything you write now, saying now is your speculation of what it meant.
Okay, so the general question is, can he be...
So we talked about it. It depends if he bans himself from her or bans... We had this sugya ready.
That's the question.
Rabbi? I'm not quite understanding the distinction that's being made here. In both of these cases, a husband is bluffing. He's thinking that his wife won't call his bluff. So he doesn't really mean the nether he's making. He doesn't mean it because he didn't think, if he knew she was going to do it, he wouldn't have done it. He's really just bluffing.
I hear your question. And let me reword it. Maybe this will be better. The husband meant 100% what he meant. He just thought it would never come to fruition.
That's a bluff.
No, it isn't. That's not.
Yes, it is, because he's not. He never intended to.
He never thought.
Forbid her from Hana.
No, he never thought of the possibility that she wouldn't listen.
I don't understand it. And I hear what you're saying. I just don't understand the distinction, because for me, and the baseline is he didn't entertain the possibilities and make a gamble. That's how strong he felt about it. He didn't do that. He was thinking, to think it would never come to that is to say that he didn't really mean it. That's in my mind.
Well, what the Rishonim are saying is the case of the business person wasn't using it as a bluff. He never meant it to begin with, meaning it was just a way of saying, don't push me too hard.
Right.
That's what he meant. He said no less than this. He never meant it. He meant, don't push me too hard. And the other guy said, don't push me too hard. That's all it meant. It was never meant to mean the words it said. Here, he meant exactly what he said. He just thought he wouldn't have to go further than that. It would never happen. It would never come to fruition. But he, okay, so you're claiming, I understand the question. It's not like I'm so clear in the answer. But that's what the Rishonim is saying. Ask him, did you mean it? He'll say, yes, I meant it. But, you know, it was clear to me that I would never have to exercise what I meant. By the case of the business,
and to me,
he never meant it.
I hear, just to me, that the response here is that his heart wasn't in it to begin with. Okay.
Yes.
One, perfectly regular frame of mind, so it's an empty threat. Or he was, like, angry or whatever.
That's not what it says there.
I'm saying.
And again, if the Gemara would answer that, the Rishonim would answer that, but they don't.
So it's an empty threat.
He never views it. He never thought that it would go beyond the threat. I meant it.
If you were to ask him about that at that time, that's the question. At that
he would have said, I wouldn't make the net. But I made it. I meant it when I said it. But I didn't think I would have to think about the other possibility.
You would say, I don't want to follow through on this.
Right. Again, when he made it, you would have said, if he doesn't listen, do you mean it? He would have said, I won't make the netter then. But he did mean it because he was convinced. Unlike the business person, never meant the words he said. He never meant the words, I'm not giving it less than four. It was never meant to be the meaning of the words. Here he meant the meaning of the words. He just thought he wouldn't have to carry it out. That's the difference in Rishonim say. I understand the question, because the bottom line is he's using it as a threat, hoping never to exercise it, so therefore he doesn't really mean it. I understand the question. But that's how the Rishonim make the difference. Okay. Zokta Mishnah Vayter. L'blessa b'Yaakov Eimer. Afa reitze l'hadras chavera sh'yaych l'atzot. Now this Mishnah makes zero sense. And it's exactly the way the Rishonim speak out as we go through the Gemara, that the Mishnayos wanted you to know it makes zero sense. It was written in a way that should make zero sense because they're trying to hide a halacha. They're trying to cover a halacha because they don't want everybody to know this halacha. That's what the Gemara ends up saying. So by writing it this way, people who have to understand Mishnayos will figure it out. And people that we'd rather not know the halacha won't know the halacha. The Gemara is going to say this. We'll leave it for the Gemara. But blessed be Yaakov Eimer, who writes to the Hadras Chaver Shirecha Letzvay. A guy wants to force his wife, a person, to make, to eat by him. Now, again, the Mishnah says something that has zero to do with the line before. Yaimar, he should get up and say, Aleph, what the Bach say? Kol neder, Shani Yasir, Lidar Hu Batul. He should get up and say, any neder I'm going to make now is meaningless. it makes it sound like I announce the neder I make is meaningless, and then I make a neder to make the guy eat by me. If you don't eat by me, I'm banning you in pleasure. But the minute before that, you announced any neder I made doesn't count. He has to remember the condition at the time of the neder, and we'll talk about what that means also. Everything has to be explained in the Gemara. In fact, the Rush says right away, I don't see it here. My Rush is in the Sifta Gemara. There was a Rush that said Mepharish Gemara. I don't see it here. Okay. Anyway, it's Mepharish Gemara. It's Mepharish Gemara. Does anybody have a Rush that says Mepharish Gemara? I don't have it here. Okay. Look to Gemara Vaita. The Kivan Damakon Nedesh Ani Asad Lidar Ye Batu. Le Shama Leva Leati Bade. If he makes this announcement, then the guy is not going to listen to him. He just heard the guy say, any netter I make is meaningless, and then he makes his netter, so the guy laughs. That means you didn't make a netter. Dr. Rush, he knows the guy was about to netter. That's what it sounds like. You want the guy to eat by you, so you want to make a netter forcing him to eat by you, so announce before you make this netter that it doesn't count, then make the netter. Well, if the guy hears it, he's not going to come.
What's he saying exactly? Yeah.
I ban you in pleasure if you don't eat by me today.
So what level of
concern here? Again, it doesn't make any sense. You're asking me to explain a senseless thing. No, we didn't. And for the Gemara, Chsura Mechsura V'Hachikat. We're missing a piece of the Mishnah. V'Hachikat. This is what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said. A writer sheyoychel et lechaveray. Somebody wants his friend to eat by him. Umesarabai, and the guy is refusing. Umedirai, and he makes a netter that if you don't come to eat by me, I'm going to ban you in pleasure. Nidrei zuzin. It's a nidrei zuzin. He never means it. It's just a ploy. He never meant it as he said it. This is something that's just like the business person. Now, the Gemara is going to have a question in tomorrow's Gemara about whether the Rabbanan argue in this or not. Is this an agreed-upon Nidrei Zuzin? Or do we say he might be serious in this? But Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, this never was meant. The guy never meant it. You don't, it's not a way you force a guy to eat by you by telling him, if you don't eat by me today, I ban you in pleasure. That's not except in the mind of people, it's just purely never meant. Not even meant for a second. Not like the case of the guy that was forcing that his wife went to Beis Regel, that he meant it as he said it. Here he never meant it. Zok Darash, Nidrei Zuzin Havi, Gleitem Bebekech Umem Kermikri Nidrei Zuzin. Don't think only by business, Shikam Derech Atagorem Lindar. But that's how business people make Nidorem. Av Bedover Muet Kazesh, all the Mashman is Chaveroi, Ein Derech Lindar Kedei Nazareth. Such a thing that you want the guy to eat by you, you don't use the darim to try to persuade him. It's not important enough. So you must mean it. Dr. Blazer, but Yaakov, no, you don't mean it. Even here, people will use the darim that they don't mean. That's what Blazer, but Yaakov would say. Again, this will be discussed at web. Tomorrow, we're going to leave it. Mirchi Shemri tomorrow.
We had a case like this before. We had this case before, didn't we? I'm not going to be there. I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, we had Masar Balacho. He said yes or no, right?
Yeah, we didn't
bring this. No, we did not bring it down because the Mishnah is here. We were using it there for the word Ein Yoicho, Ali Yoicho. That was what we were using for. That's Ein Amal.
But was Ruzi for a number of mitzvah? Is that really
a... That was a question that was asked earlier this week. But it was said you should make.
When he got to get up to learn.
Right.
That
was Kabbalah with our mitzvah, right?
That though.
Yes, yes. Zuzi means to be diligent.
To motivate yourself.
Right. So you can motivate others. Same thing, same word in Hebrew.
Right.
Now, here comes the second part of the Mishnah. This is a Gemara that some people might have been waiting for. But right, I want to say one thing. We're not discussing the halacha now. Maybe at the end of the sugya we will, but please don't ask me halacha lamaisa at this point. We just started the sugya. We have just begun to fight. John Paul Jones. But right, If somebody wants that his nadarim should not count all year round, Yamud b'Rosh Hashanah, he should get up on Rosh Hashanah. And by the way, it doesn't have to be Rosh Hashanah. It can be any day of the year. But if you don't want it to count for the whole year, it makes sense to get up by the beginning of the year. By the way, you can do it Erev Rosh Hashanah. I know people that do it Erev Rosh Hashanah. We all do it Erev Rosh Hashanah. He should announce that any neder I will make in the next year is batal. That is the Hareini Meister Meidah that we do on Erev Rosh Hashanah. This is the Gemara that says to do it. We're not talking halacha l'maisa, because then people can have a million questions. Let's leave it alone till we get to the end of the sugya. Now, this doesn't work on any neder that you make about that is negay of somebody else. Meaning, of course, it works if you want to answer somebody or answer yourself from somebody. But that's considered personal. It affects other people. But if somebody's taking you to Bezin and he makes you make a neder that you paid him or you didn't pay him, or then you can't say, I was mevatel the neder, I can do whatever I want. No, doesn't work for that. It only works for nedarim that have to do with you. It might have consequences to somebody else. Anything that you make that the person's counting on your neder or shua, you have to make it with his agreement that this is a neder and a shua, and your tenai is null and void. Because if not, you got up an Erev Hashanah and say, any shua I'm making this year doesn't count. You can go to Beth and lie and swear, and I never meant it. I was about to it. Doesn't work for those things. It only works for things that have nothing to do with somebody else's understanding of it. Gemara's going to elaborate on this coming up, but that's the halacha. I just want to set that straight. Did you say that in the Midah?
And also, I'm trying to
avoid my commitments on Hagataiva. Not to do on Hagatayvas. We're all for on Hagatayvas. Exactly. Mavad Shezacher B'Shas HaNeder. Now this, the Gemara is going to question what it means. He should remember at the time of the Neder that he made it tonight. In fact, the Gemara, that's meaningless. If you remember you made the tonight, so why are you making the Neder? If you don't mean it, so what are you saying it for? Remember, this is a personal Neder. There's nothing to do with tricking somebody else. This is just any Neder I make. So if you remember the tonight, Frek the Gemara, E Zachar Akwi Latanoi, the Kaim Leila Nidre. If you remember it, so that means you're saying you don't want to go with the Tanai. Why would you do it if you had remembered it Tanai? Like, I remember that I said it doesn't count, and I'm saying it anyway. So why are you saying it? I'm banning myself from apples. Well, if you don't want it to count, don't ban yourself from apples. What is the purpose of this? Of Rabbaya, Tani Bavach Zoyeh Zachar B'Shas HaNeder. This only helps if you don't remember the condition. Remember the condition as you say the neder, then it doesn't count. Let me read this. I'm sorry.
If you remember it during the time you make a neder, then you're abolishing that Kabbalah.
Exactly. That's what he's saying.
Either or. Either the neder is not going to be good or the Kabbalah.
The Kabbalah won't be good. Why are you making the neder if you don't mean it?
No, that does.
Again, if I don't mean it, why am I making the neder? That means I do mean it, and I'm abolishing. The Kabbalah doesn't work for this neder. Okay, exactly what I said. Now, let's listen to what we say in our Hakaras Nadarim. Hareini Meisim Medar. Ube'im she'eshkach l'tnai medar azayis. Ve'edar ma'yoymayit. If I forget this Madah, and I make a neder, but he says, if I forget this tonight, which is exactly what Abaye just said, this only works if you don't remember the tonight at the time you make the neder. Because if you remember the time when you make the neder, don't talk. Now this is not being mizaris somebody, this is your personal nadarim.
Yes, remember when you make the neder that you said.
No, Adarabba, you don't remember. Because if you do remember, why are you saying the neder? Why are you making a neder meaningless?
Well, maybe
Again, so you're right to talk about Zuzi. We're talking about a guy that made a netter banning himself from apples. Banning himself from Manoah from Reuven. Don't make the netter if you don't mean it.
If you remember, you made
the Kabbalah. If you remember, you made the Kabbalah. So don't tell me, I forgot about the Kabbalah. So I made the netter. So my Kabbalah cancels this netter. That's what Abaye holds. And that's what we say in Asaras Nadar. We say this. This works, Be'im she'esh chachlet v'ayim v'gdol ha'zay. If I forget it, Yikulam b'teilam v'tol m'shrik l'avon l'avon l'avon.
That's called like a blanket Pesach.
It's not a Pesach. It never schal. Pesach means I remove something that's there. This is not there.
Okay, if he forgets that he said this on Rosh Hashanah, it makes a mess.
It doesn't count.
It doesn't count. He doesn't have to remember it.
We don't want it. If he remembers it, then he shouldn't make the netter.
And he shouldn't make it.
And if he does, it counts. Why else is he making the netter if he remembers that it doesn't count?
Yeah, I guess.
Dr. Rush. The Rush is trying to point out you don't have to do it on Rosh Hashanah. It's just picking a set time. Tchilas Hashanah. So not the tchilas, but who didn't bechol ma'isi yirtza? Was bechol zman shi? He doesn't have to do it for a year. He can do it for the next 10 years. It's not a year. It just the Gemara says somebody that doesn't want it to count all year. This is what he does. If he doesn't want it to count for 10 years, this is what he does. It doesn't make a difference. The Gemara is just giving you a regular case. Why is he making the letter? Tani, since he doesn't remember the Tanai, so the Tanai works, and his netter is bottle.
I don't understand the
Mishnah then. Well, nobody understood the Mishnah.
No, one word in particular.
Period. The Gemara said this Mishnah makes no sense.
Yomar lo is referring to who?
Again, according to the way we're learning now, is after right to the Chaver Sheochal Etzloi. Period. End of story. That's the end of the case. And period. End of story. Mishnah doesn't finish it. And there's no loy. The Bach takes out the word loy. Yomar is a new case. The Mishnah did not write neither of the halachas clearly. The first halacha is af. The last Mishnah we talked about Nidre Zuzin, the Blessed Be Yaakov says this is also Nidre Zuzin. Now a new halacha. Yomar, a person can say the following. Nothing to do with the line before. A very strange way of saying it, but the Mishnah did two things. And it makes it sound like it has to do with each other, and it doesn't. Rabbi Amar, Lo'idlam Kedamina Mikara. Rabbi does not disagree with Abaya. He agrees with Abaya that if a person remembers the Tanai, and he makes the netter, then the netter works. And if he doesn't remember the Tanai, then the netter doesn't work. But Rabbi doesn't want to change the gears to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Bavache Zohar. How could the Mishnah say Zohar if it means Abaye changed the girsa. Rava is very comfortable with Abaye's halacha, but he's not comfortable with the way Abaye is reading the Mishnah. So Rava says, "Lo'edim k'damina mikara." It's bevache zocher b'shasaneder. V'alchem b'mayaskinan. The case of the Mishnah that you remember is going to hisna b'Rosh Hashanah. The guy made the condition of Rosh Hashanah. V'lo'yada b'mehisna. Now he's making a netter. He doesn't remember. This guy did not say it the way we say it. I don't want any netter to work. The guy said on Rosh Hashanah, any netter I make about apples shouldn't work. Now he's making a netter about strawberries. And he doesn't remember whether on Rosh Hashanah he said any netter about strawberries or did he say any netter about apples. He doesn't remember. His memory failed him. He knew that there was a certain fruit that he said the Nedarim shouldn't count. And now he's making the netter, and he doesn't know, is it about that fruit, or is it about a different fruit? He can't remember. So he should say, Yoimar, be'ashtuk another. So, e'zocher b'shas ha'neder, if he remembers that he made a condition, but he doesn't remember on what, V'yamar, adas v'shayinani neider, I want to stick to my Kabbalah. And if I find out later that the Kabbalah was about strawberries, I want the netter not to count. I want to stick to my Kabbalah. But I'm not sure whether I said strawberries or apples. And if I said apples, then the Kabbalah doesn't count. What if at the time that he's mesupik, he doesn't say, I want to continue my Kabbalah. He doesn't remember apples or strawberries. And he doesn't say, I don't want to avoid my Kabbalah. And he makes it anyway without remembering. So all Rava is doing is adding a case where a guy can remember his Kabbalah, but not remember whether it avoids this netter or not. And then it depends. If at the time he makes the netter, he remembers the Kabbalah, and he's not sure whether it voided it or not, and he just keeps on making the netter, it voids the Kabbalah. If he says, I still want to stick to my Kabbalah, but if I never made the Kabbalah, then the netter should work. So now, if he did make the Kabbalah about that, it voids it. So Rav is just saying there's a case where he remembers the Kabbalah, and still the netter doesn't work. And that's a case when he doesn't remember the exact Kabbalah. So then it depends, when he makes the netter, does he want to void it? Or does he want to continue it, but I'm not remembering whether this was a part of the Kabbalah or not? Because he made a Kabbalah about certain things. See, we make a Kabbalah about every netter. So we would never have Rav's case. That's why Rav's case is not spoken out in Ireni by Shemaida. Because we don't say, I don't want the Nedarim to work in a certain category. We say we don't want anything to work. Whereas Rav is talking about, the guy said, certain category. And now he doesn't remember whether this is part of that category. So if it is, he doesn't want to have the netter. If it isn't, he doesn't want to have the netter. So he has to say that. That's what Rav says.
But isn't that a chisorna afwa?
No. It's a chisorna. I don't know that. I'm not going to take it.
No, afwa means you have...
I know what afwa means.
Afwa means you have to be precise for it.
Now here we're talking about, had he not made the Kabbalah, this is very precise. He's banning himself from strawberries. But precise letter.
Now the Maisa, when it was in effect, we don't know what he meant.
No, we don't. We know exactly what he meant.
He doesn't remember it.
He doesn't remember what his Kabbalah was, not to count. Not what his netter was. He said in Rosh Hashanah, all my nedarim about apples should be batal. Now he's Chanukah, and he can't remember, did he say apples or strawberries? So he says like this. If I made my Kabbalah about strawberries, I don't want this netter that I'm going to make now. If I made my Kabbalah about apples, I do want my netter about strawberries.
Later he finds
out that the Kabbalah was strawberries. So then he said, if it's strawberries, I don't want the netter to work. So he remembered the Kabbalah, but not clearly. And he said, I still want to continue the Kabbalah. But if it was on apples, then I want this netter to work. Nobody asked me to put my mind into this guy's mind. Why is he doing that? I have no idea. I don't know.
Not remembering my God is not the sort of Kabbalah.
Exactly, I'm doing that law.
Well, he thought it was a good question.
No, the answer was your father.
I also thought it was a good question, except there's an answer. Dr. Rush, Rabbi Amar Loilam Kabin Mikara. Rabbi Isle Shaprach Tabaya. Rabbi agrees to Abaya, the Ain Zachar Lutnoi Bishas Haneder Shitnoi Kaim Venidre Batal. The Lekka time of Leflugi Baha. There's no reason to argue. El Shenitchak Rava Lekayim Lashon HaMishnah. Rava is trying to save the words of the Mishnah. Shehisna Barash Hashanah. Sheyu Miktis Nedarim Sheyidra Bezai Sachana Betela. He only made this Maidah, Harani Baisa Maidah, on part of the Nedarim. V'lo Yadmi Mai Hisna. Al Eza Neder Hisna Levatel. Achilus Basar. Was it meat? Was it wine? Was it affecting somebody else? I mean, Dvarim Shalatzmai, or only things affecting him? And he's saying now, I want to continue my Maidah. I just don't remember what it was on. If later on I will remember, what I made to my dog, I will follow to my dog. And then later on he remembers. Right. Now he remembers 2 weeks later. Yeah, that's what I said. So who nigra less be mashosha? This is my thesis. This is what the Mishnah is saying. He forgot what he made the tanai on. He has to mention the tanai. If he doesn't mention that, and he doesn't say, I want to continue it, but if he remembers everything, he remembers that he said the tanai doesn't work on strawberries. He remembers that. Dr. Rasha, big Kiddush. Here is a guy that remembers he was mavatul the midarm of strawberries. And he says, I want to continue my tanai, and he makes a netter on strawberries. I want to keep the maida. The Kaimel and Hidre Kidvar of Saisim says that. So he just contradicted himself. He just said, I want the maida to work, that the tanai, the netter on strawberries shouldn't count. And then he goes and makes a netter on strawberries. So then, the Imu writes to Lekayim Tanai, Lama Hu Neider. Hilka Chazrina Ben Nedarim LaHachmer. So we can't figure this guy out, so we tell him he has to be Mata Neder. Ramim Shenidra Yu Iker, Masham Adas Rishainani Iker, Aishad Dvar Betalim. Then we say, the fact that he said he wants to continue to Meda is worthless. If you meant to continue to Meda, so why'd you make a Neder on something you knew that the Meda canceled? Avok Shuzakha Mixas. He only remembers that he made it my dog, but he doesn't remember on what. So, maybe he'll remember that this was not my dog. And this is the way Rava explains the Mishnah. Whether like a bar, he forgets it. Or if he forgets what he made it on, if he remembers the tanai but doesn't remember what it's on, he should say, I'm doing it with the tanai still in mind. But if he remembers that he made the tanai on X, and then he makes the neder about X, he just contradicted himself. And therefore we go with the neder, not with the saying, I still want to continue the tanai.
Kabbalah, much simpler. You don't need to go to
the author. No, it's not an
editor. Right.
It's not a Kabbalah.
Right.
It's a Maida. It's a big difference. I'm not accepting of myself anything. I'm a disclaimer. It's a disclaimer, exactly.
So I make a Tarsandorum for my wife.
You can't be Maida Maida for your wife.
I can't what?
You can't say for your wife that she's Maida Maida.
What am I doing?
But there's two parts to the Nedarim. The long paragraph is saying all the Nedarim I made should be removed. The short paragraph is saying all the Nedarim in the future shouldn't count.
Okay, what am I doing it for? What am I saying when I do it for my wife?
You're removing the Nedarim she made. You can't do the second part for her.
You can't do it for every woman should do it for herself.
I'll let you do your. I don't deal with what actually happens.
Well, does have to be like
named Shleita? It doesn't say. I have to look up the Shulchan Aruch. I don't remember. I can't answer the question.
Why doesn't it count for a future?
Because can you be a shliach for a Meidah? I don't know. I'm not sure. When a person says something for my wife, he's doing the first part, not the Darsh Nedarim part.
Right.
That's what he's doing.
Usually
says that he actually does it. I say it separately. I mean, Rumi used to do it separately. Some people say, whatever I'm saying now is for me and my wife, and they start Shimon or Avaisai. But then it's questionable that you have to say B'losh Yachim, B'losh Rabim, and have the people get confused in the words. So Rabbi Grumer used to say the whole Darsh Nedarim. And after everybody said, he used to say, I want to tarsh the dorm for my wife. And they said, Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. And then we moved on to the Maidah. That's what he used to
say. I say in Shlosh and Rabbi.
You do?
That's the first part. You don't say the second part, Shlosh and Rabbi.
Whatever it says,
Anyway, that's different ways of doing it. But that's how Rabbi Gruber used to do it. Since I was on his bezin for many years, so I tried to do it the same way.
Who's on Rabbi's bezin now?
You can come and take a look, take a picture and see. You know, it wasn't in the attendant this year, I can't answer you now.
What could be so good?